Welcome to the suburbs with Andy and Greg.
So good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Good, good. So how about up at the lake? What's the story up there?
There's a void at the lake now because Coach Mike, Mr. Styrofoam burning football coach of a dude, moved.
Gone.
And they moved to be closer to his job,
which
he was fired from about 4 weeks ago.
Gotta go.
Gotta go and gotta go again. The life of a coach. He's got the head coach license plate. So what do you do?
What about DoorDash for license plates?
Do you go back to the BMV and say, just kidding. Can I just get the random numbers?
Can't really squeeze the word unemployed on the license plate, unfortunately.
Former head coach, FRMR.
There you go. FRMR coach. That they do.
So that's my gig for today. I get to go up because the person in charge, the person at the top of the org chart this week, isn't doing leave. So I'm going to burn up there, no pun intended, and do them and then come back. And then I have a conference that I'm flying to on Monday.
Does doing leaves ever part of her job description?
She claims it is.
Does she participate?
Not when I'm around. I haven't seen it. I have not been a witness.
I mean, they fall as fast as they do. She could just say, oh, I cleaned them all up. Now they're all down again. As I was doing leaves the other day, they were falling faster than I could collect them with my lawnmower.
You weren't running around trying to catch them in your mouth?
One by one.
Just put the tarp down and let them fall into the tarp?
Well, that's a good idea. A giant tarp. Honey, I need to tarp the backyard.
Do you mind if we tarp the backyard?
What? Have you lost your mind?
Well, yeah. Long time ago.
What else you want to know?
So what we do is our next door neighbor, Dave, has an unattached garage with a driveway. We have this really long pile of leaves that we pay this dude to come and take them to the recycle place. And he brings this little front end loader. I mean, we have a lot of leaves by the time he gets the phone call and comes and gets them. And so I can look at that pile and know. I mean, these are all really big oak trees, so I can just look at how many are still on the tree and how many are down, although you do have some contributions by the neighbors, which my dad is really quick to point out. It's a thankless job. You're cleaning up your leaves, and then more fall, and then you get the ones from the neighbors.
Just part of it.
Dad, you moved into a woods. Leaves are part of it. Leaves, nuts, all the other things you complain about.
Do the math.
You moved into that.
Squirrels.
Willingly. The nuts are falling and staining my driveway. Okay, it's a driveway. It's not a canvas with an original Van Gogh on it. It's a driveway. Now, if I pulled in and I'm leaking oil, okay, complain. You know what he tried to do? He hired a company to bore little holes in the tree and then tap in this quote-unquote drug that would cause the trees to decide to not produce nuts.
Really?
Yeah.
Such a thing.
Well...
Or not.
It doesn't work. Because he went back to the nut rant.
And what did that cost him?
He's his own boss. I don't ask those questions.
What if you can get a rebate from them?
Hey, my nuts are still here. Do you make the phone call? They answer the phone. I've still got big nuts. Okay, are you sure you're calling the right place?
Prank call. Is your refrigerator running? I went to a Yes concert about a month ago.
Okay.
And a friend of mine that went with me had been in a bicycle accident and broken his ankle. And so he was in a boot and a knee scooter and or wheelchair.
Fun to navigate a concert with a knee scooter.
He said, I've got a wheelchair.
Keep up.
Wheel me in.
Oh, okay.
No problem. So I had bought two tickets, good tickets, row 9 in the center.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He said, I'll just sit in the back. Okay. That's fine.
So you guys parted company and he went in the...
Well, you would think.
Okay.
So we walk in and, you know, they part in the Red Sea with a wheelchair, right in, boom, right to the back row where they have the wheelchair area. And the woman sold me, so your tickets. So I showed her on my phone with tickets. So let me borrow your phone a minute.
Borrow your phone a minute.
Okay. So she left with my phone.
Oh, wow.
For a period of time. And I'm like, what's she doing with my phone?
Could you call me?
She's downloading all my music.
Oh, yeah, nice. Well, that's okay. Share and share alike.
So she comes back.
She comes back and says, who's Jennifer?
She keeps texting. Have you arrived yet? So she comes back with my phone and hands it to me and hands me two physical paper tickets. I said, what are these? Well, these are your new tickets. I said, what do you mean new tickets? Oh, yeah, well, you know, if you're sitting in the back here, you got to have two tickets in the back. Well, so what about my seat up front? Oh, those are gone. I had to turn those in.
What?
Same thing I said. I think I said, what the F?
Right.
I said, well, he's the only one sitting in the back. Oh, well, these were bought together, so you have to turn them in together.
What?
Same reaction.
When is that a thing? Is that a helicopter parent thing? Have they sprung that on us now?
Yeah, I think it's a Ticketmaster thing. Is what she said. If they're bought in a pair, they got to be cashed in as a pair.
You said, I don't have to bootleg them as a pair.
She's basically saying these are now available at the box office to be resold. So the opening act of the show was actually a graphic artist, Roger Dean, who does the artwork for all of the Yes album
covers.
Oh,
yeah, right. Okay.
And he's a landscape architect, and it's actually quite interesting 30-minute TED Talk that he gave with a slideshow and explaining different things about working with the band. And so I'm sitting there sort of watching this, trying to process in my mind, okay, is this where I really want to see this concert from? Kind of stewing and steam coming out of my ears.
I bet, yeah. From row 9 to the back.
So I'm thinking, okay, between this and the band, I'm going to go up and scope out my other seats. And so I went up there as the lights came back on and there was a short break before the band came. I went up there and asked, hey, has anybody been sitting here? And they said no. So I went back up and told my friend, okay, I'm going to go down and try to sit in my seat. He goes, go for it. So I did. I slinked back in and head down, no eye contact, looking around, checking email. Lights went down and show started and I was able to enjoy it from row 9.
Oh, nobody bought the tickets.
People do walk up to box offices at concerts and sure. I mean, all the time. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Say, what do you got? Well, I got two nice seats in row 9 here in the center. How about those? I came home from a gig once about 11 o'clock and I thought, you know what would be good right now? A milkshake. I
thought you were going to say avocado toast.
And I thought to myself, oh, there's a Culver's just opened up here in Carmel, so I'm going to pop in there and get a milkshake. Sounded good.
They're open at that time
of
night?
Yeah, I think they're open until midnight.
Man, that was an early gig.
It was. I think it was over at 10, so I was heading home at 11. Pull up and the kid says, welcome to Culver's. I'm going to help you. So I can have a milkshake. Oh, that's great. We've got every flavor in the rainbow. What would you like?
Vanilla.
I said, like an orange milkshake. Oh, we don't have orange.
Were you just saying that because he said any flavor?
No, I wanted an orange milkshake.
Okay.
I love orange milkshakes.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Even Jennifer said that. Now, they have them at Arby's has had them off and on seasonally, and McDonald's has had them off and on seasonally. And
sure it's not pumpkin spice?
No, it is not pumpkin spice. And okay. Culver's has them never.
What, pumpkin spice or orange?
Orange.
I just did not know that was a thing. What's in an orange milkshake? Like orange juice?
It's orange colored.
Okay.
That's all I know.
They just lack the food coloring is what you're saying.
A million calories.
Yeah, probably. So it's artificial flavoring and coloring. And it tastes like an orange that you would peel.
I guess.
Does it?
I guess.
I mean, I'm really puzzled. I'm not giving you static. I've never even heard of this before.
I guess if a strawberry milkshake tastes like strawberries, I guess orange milkshake tastes like oranges.
I just never knew that that was a thing.
You must work at Culver's.
I had a friend that worked the suites at Pacer games.
Mm-hmm.
And you get better food.
Oh, yeah.
Suites.
Oh, sure.
I did a suite at the Indy 500, not during the race, but one of the days leading up to the race.
Yeah, the 500 Club. I was a guest of one of my clients. You know, it was like a cruise ship.
Uh-huh.
The amount of stuff laid out.
Oh, yeah.
Food and booze and anything. Take what you like.
Nobody cares about the cars. They're just in there to schmooze and eat food.
Right.
It could be the Daytona 500 for all they care. They're not paying attention to the cars.
What's all that noise out
right.
there?
Right. Could you tell somebody to turn that down? Is that a leaf blower? What is that? Those neighbors, man. Somebody's got the loudest lawnmower ever. So Keely and I have this patio that we love in the summer months. I've actually thought about having another coffee maker to set up to just like perk coffee on the weekends if she's off and I'm not doing mom duty, to just sit out there and I've got it on a timer and I just go out and sit and enjoy the patio. And so we would have dinner out there. It never failed. Our backyard neighbor has one of those industrial zero turning radius stand on it
Like a professional.
Yeah, a lawn maintenance lawnmower that I think he took the muffler off of. And so we would go out there to eat, and all of a sudden it sounds like a jet is landing in the backyard. Does this guy wait for us to go sit out on the patio and have... How often do you mow that? Do you let it grow like a quarter of an inch, and then you mow it? You're out there with a little ruler checking?
When I was watching the getting ready for the Queen of England's Golden Jubilee, they showed guys out there with a vacuum cleaner vacuuming the lawn. They weren't mowing it. They were
like a shop vac type?
No, like a regular vacuum cleaner.
You're kidding me.
They were vacuuming the lawn. Imagine that job. Come over here, Bill. I've got something for you to do. Would you go vacuum the lawn? I think they probably had cut the grass, and then they were vacuuming up the clippings.
And then they've got probably white-labeled, branded Queen vacuums.
With a symbol on the front of the bag.
Yeah.
Your Royal Highness. I'm not even sure what we were talking about before.
Orange milkshakes. When did you get started on orange milkshakes?
I think when Arby's started offering them.
Okay. I've learned a new flavor.
You were talking about that lawnmower in your backyard. So when we woke up the morning of our anniversary in Costa Rica.
Somebody was vacuuming your yard.
They were cutting back the shrubbery right outside of our room for hours. Because it's a rainforest, and that stuff grows overnight.
Yeah.
You can only imagine. The groundskeeping crew there stay very busy. They weren't with a leaf blower. They were actually just cutting back the hedges all around our room all morning.
You open up the curtains to see a python swallowing the greens crew.
Yeah. So that was like, oh my gosh, how long is this going to last? And then the next day, we were walking up to breakfast, and we see that same crew out in front of another building. It's like painting the Golden Gate Bridge.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as you get done, you start again.
Oh, yeah.
You can loop around.
Oh, I could hear my dad right now. These damn trees! Well, you moved into a rainforest, Dad. You know, if this rain would ever stop, you're in a rainforest. I know I am, but I cut the heart out of it. I didn't expect it to grow back.
I use a 50-gallon drum as a rain gauge. We were down in Anne Marie Island last summer for a week. It was for my parents' 65th wedding anniversary. We went down and spent a week with them. Jennifer and I went to dinner at one of our favorite restaurants out there, and it was super crowded. It was right during sunset, and it was really nice evening. And as the sun was coming down, I went and take some pictures, and I came back. And then Jennifer, I think, went down to the water's edge for a minute, and the waitress brought the bill. So I stuck my credit card in the top and put the thing up like you're supposed to do, and a gust of wind came, blew the thing over. And I look down, the credit card's gone.
Oh, you're over the water?
No, it's a wooden deck with slats between all the boards.
Uh-huh.
So I look down, no credit card. And I thought, F. And so now I'm down on my hands and knees with my phone flashlight, looking like down in the cracks to see if I see it, knowing that I'll never get it back.
Got to cancel the card. It's in a snook's mouth.
It bounced and gone like to the leg of the table.
Oh, okay.
And so it was not lost. But since it went straight down, I thought it went right through.
Oh, yeah.
And so she sees me on my hands and knees, like, what are you doing?
Oh, I thought she was going to say something like, now you're getting it. Now you know your role.
Bow to me, Your Highness.
Ask Greg how to spell that.
U-R-hyphen.
So have you lost a card?
Probably.
Must not have been too emotional because you can't think of that.
Have you had that happen to you?
I was attending a business networking event that you had to pay for. The networking event got hacked, and they took all the credit card information from everybody that attended.
Mm-hmm.
So the credit card company called me and said, have you been buying tennis shoes in Atlanta?
Or maybe golf shoes from Taiwan?
I said, no. They said, okay, well, we have suspicious activity on your card, so we're going to cancel your card and issue a new one. That is the time. That is the one time.
We were in Mexico 5 years ago.
So we're in Mexico.
We flew into Puerto Vallarta, which is on the west side, and then we went to a small, almost island, peninsula. The road to get to the peninsula was basically the only finger of land to get to this area, and it was called Punta Mita, and it was private.
That's private in Spanish?
No. I have to look it up, because there's a lot of puntas around, all around Central America and South America.
Yeah, and sometimes you have to get a shot because of that.
Too much punta.
Yeah.
You actually had to clear two security gates to get back to the house we were staying in.
I thought that was Carmel. I pass through security gates. That's because I'm the riffraff in Indy, though.
We were at a silent auction, and Jennifer and one of her girlfriends bid on a week's stay at this house. It was $10,000. and we took four couples. We all split it four ways, so it was $2,500 per couple.
What'd the silent auction benefit?
Humane Society.
Oh, nice. Okay.
When they were trying to sell this thing, they said it usually rents for $25,000 a week.
Wow!
And the bids were bubbling in the
500.
People weren't ponying up, and finally Jennifer throws her paddle up and says, $10,000.
People started choking.
Me. She told me to leave my credit card at home so we wouldn't get into trouble. In the moment, her friend Amy paid for it.
You got the comma wrong.
The house was laid out, so all the bedrooms were all split apart, and there was a big common area. There was a cook that came in and cooked breakfast every morning. There was a housekeeper that made the
frittatas.
Beds.
Frittatas?
Awesome food every day. Unbelievable breakfast spreads every morning.
Wow.
We were on a golf course.
Orange milkshakes?
There was no orange milkshake.
Oh, my gosh!
Very disappointed.
I am telling you, for 10 grand, you need an orange milkshake.
We had golf carts, so we could take the golf carts in and out of the compound down into town. And we were heading out, I think our last day, and as we were coming out of the compound, we see these two pickup trucks.
With a machine gun mounted in the back?
With machine guns mounted in the back.
Oh my God, are you kidding me?
And the guys standing around in full gear, policia on the side of the trucks. Wow. And we're thinking, that's weird.
I didn't read anything about paintball.
The activities. The next day as we were heading out, we were telling our driver about this, and they said, oh yeah, the president of Mexico has a house on the island, and he was there, and that was a security detail out front.
Toyotas with machine guns.
White pickup trucks with machine guns mounted on the back.
He's behind bulletproof glass. They're just sitting there out in the open, but they do have a machine gun.
I think he was the lame duck president because January 1, he was out. So I think he was just laying low.
He was vacationing before they cut his head off.
Before the execution. Ever tell you about the time Jennifer left home?
Without Gabe?
No, her home in Illinois.
Oh.
This is when she was in high school.
Like got mad and just left for a little while?
Forever.
Oh.
She lived with her brother and her mother, and her brother she calls the devil.
Okay.
And she had had enough of the devil. And so one day...
Okay, wait a minute. Back up. So to add context to this conversation, her brothers and sisters were like way older than her.
And she has a brother that was 2 years older than her.
Okay.
And then all the other kids were long gone by that point. And so her and her brother and her mom lived together. And she had had enough. And so she got one of her girlfriends who had a pickup truck to come to the house when her mom was at work.
Machine gun in the back?
Well, there was.
No, just a shotgun in the window.
They loaded up all of her stuff, which wasn't much.
Yeah, you're in high school.
And her brother is calling her mom, tattling on her.
While drinking child's blood, polishing the arrow on his tail.
You tell her to stay there till I get home. And she's like, nah, no.
I'm moving out. That's not how it works.
She showed up on her dad's doorstep, knocking on the door.
He couldn't stay with the devil child either.
No, they were divorced.
I see.
What the hell's going on? He says, I'm moving in. Okay.
Women are climbing out of the windows.
She lived with her father till she graduated high school and left town.
Really?
One too many beatings from her brother.
Oh.
Time to go. And her father's calling her mother up and saying,
how do you parent again?
If you're okay with this, I'm okay with this, you know. She enjoyed spending those last couple of years with her dad.
Oh, really?
Just the two of them, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, they had a good thing going.
She taught him how to cook. Chicken.
Chicken.
We're going to grill it today.
So up here in Carmel, we still use our alarm every evening for security reasons.
Car alarm?
Peace of mind, no house alarm.
Oh.
And so at night, it's the ritual of, should I set the alarm? Yeah, okay, time to set the alarm. Whatever time, 8:30, 9 o'clock. So usually after Gabe has gone out for the last time of the evening, set the alarm. Okay, so it's set.
Is it like a Google thing?
ADT.
Oh, fancy.
And every morning, usually I turn it off.
You ever forget?
Well, that's where we're going. And so we're always prompting each other, alarms on, alarms off, alarms on, alarms off.
Do you have a little sign that you hang up?
Well, should.
Right next to soldering iron.
So recently, in the last couple of weeks, I think I had set it and then forgot and went to open the door to do something out in the backyard, and the alarm's going off, and Jennifer's screaming, alarm is on.
As you wake the neighborhood up.
I'm running back to shut it off. She's giving me the alarm is on, screaming that to me in jest.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. What?
Right, exactly. One night, it actually went off, and we're laying in bed.
A bird ran into the window or something?
No. Well, so Jennifer, you know, out comes the handgun.
Wow. Okay. Evasive action.
I'm like in front of her.
You're going to say behind her. You're crouched.
She's like, get behind me.
Say hello to my little friend.
The back door was not completely engaged, and the wind had just blown it open in the middle of the night.
Kind of like my dad's outhouse.
Kind of. That's not a sound that you want to ever hear when you're sleeping, is your house alarm going off.
Right. And then good luck getting back to sleep. What time of night was this?
Like 3 or 4 in the morning.
Oh, yeah. I'm toast for the rest of the night at that point. Who took the blame for the door?
It was ajar. Slightly ajar. It was just a phenomenon.
So there was no blame cast. No finger pointing.
None.
Just the gun.
Just the gun with pointing.
Hi, this is Andy. If you enjoyed listening to our podcast, please be sure to subscribe and share. Remember, laughter is contagious. Help us spread it by telling a friend.